Hello, this is Rabbi Ilan Feldman for the third installment of Hanukkah Minutes. On the first installment, we talked about acknowledgement and appreciating miracles in our lives as a way of preparing ourselves to be able to recite Al Hanisim and Hallel. On the second installment, we talked about actually creating miracles, actually creating opportunities for Hashem to perform miracles in our lives by stepping outside of our predictable limits. Today, which is Erev Shabbos, when we're going to be kindling the menorah and the Shabbos candles in our home, I'd like to focus on a very relatively obscure aspect of Hanukkah, but which is very important. And it derives from an examination of a particular halacha. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the question of priority. Suppose a person cannot afford the materials for both the Hanukkah menorah and the Shabbos candles. What should he do on Shabbos Hanukkah? He can only light one lighting system, either the Shabbos candles or the Hanukkah menorah, which of course are governed by different laws and therefore can't have the same candles function for both. So is he going to light the Shabbos candles or is he going to light the menorah? And bear in mind, by the way, that the menorah minimally is just one candle per night. We're not even talking about somebody lighting on the eighth night where he has to purchase eight candles. So either he's going to light the menorah or he's going to light the Shabbos candles. He can't do both. So the halacha says that the Shabbos candles come first, and he does without the Hanukkah menorah. Of course, if he sees somebody else lighting, or he sees somebody else's menorah, he makes the appropriate bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, which is the response to being made aware of the miracles through the menorah. But he wouldn't light his own menorah. Why? Because Shalom Bayis Adif, because peace in the home, harmony in the home, which is what Shabbos candles represent, the idea of bringing light into the home at night on Shabbos so that the family can experience Shabbos and experience each other in a harmonious and peaceful and pleasant way. That's what Shabbos candles are. That's more important. So here we have a very important insight that perhaps is conveyed by the halacha, and that is that Shalom Bayis is a very important aspect. It's a context in which Hanukkah occurs, and without that, Hanukkah can't occur. So when we are celebrating Hanukkah, we're actually celebrating the Jewish ability to bring sanctity into the home. That's why the menorah, which really represents the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that menorah is kindled at home. And what we're saying is that during the time when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, during the time that we live in exile, our homes become one of the sources of Kedusha, of sanctity. And when you have a question of lighting the menorah or ushering in the Shabbos in a way that creates Shalom Bayis, then you choose the Shalom Bayis because that is the context in which the menorah and Hanukkah can be experienced. If you don't have Shalom Bayis, if you don't have harmony, if you don't have family members interacting with each other in a way that they are relating to each other as one unit, then there can't really be an opportunity to kindle the holy light of the menorah. You can't bring in the light of the menorah from the Beis HaMikdash into a home where there isn't Shalom Bayis. So Hanukkah is a time, actually, for people to focus on the relationship with each other. Perhaps gift-giving helps with that. Perhaps Hanukkah gelt helps with that. But certainly, even without gifts and without Hanukkah gelt, relating to each other, reaching out to each other, being open to each other, tolerating each other, putting up with some of the neuroses of the other, or some of the idiosyncrasies that sometimes drive us crazy, loving people with their idiosyncrasies, allowing people to express themselves the way they want to express themselves, and not telling people how they should be, allowing children to not perform on the way that we think that, on the level that we think they should, allowing children not to want to go to shul, allowing children to fight about who's going to light the menorah first and who's going to have more candles and who's going to have the better menorah, allowing a teenager to not be inspired and loving him or her anyway, not be inspired about Hanukkah, etc. There are many different ways that harmony could be promoted in a household. Certainly between husband and wife, where very often under the pressures of celebrating a holiday, even like Hanukkah, there could be some acrimony because one or the other is not ready, especially Erev Shabbos. So there are opportunities really to experience peace in the home, which then creates a context in which sanctity, Kedusha of the menorah, can be ushered in. I wish you a good Shabbos, a happy Hanukkah, and if you have a chance, let me know how these Hanukkah minutes are doing for you. Be well. Bye-bye.